Well, let's pick up, let's go back to Kof Chas Amalav. Let's finish where we started yesterday, okay? So again, the Gemara says, starting from Amar Rav. You guys should know this by heart by now. Amar Rav, go. Atzma nasa tavela, which means okay, again, let's get our A is what? Nevela, right?
A
prime is what? You understand why I'm calling it A prime, right? I'm trying to keep it in between, just like nevela versus iser. Okay, so this is chaticha. If you ever want to sound, that's A prime.
Right?
Don't be cute, okay? So now what happens? If I take A prime, what do I do with A prime?
A prime is in a big soup.
Okay.
B. I thought A prime was already in this in the original case, no?
Well, yes, I'm trying to make it, I'm looking to the next case, that's why I'm writing it this way. Okay, but let's say A prime was in here. This is the case of the drop of milk, okay? Let's say, all right, drop of milk, A prime is with other pieces. Right?
No, so that should be A.
What do we say?
It should be A.
Well, no, it's not A. Why is it A? So this becomes what?
Nevela.
Nevela. And then he says, what does the Gemara say?
The Gemara says that
the Oseres. Right. So Amar Le, Mar Zutra Bere, the Rav Mari, the Ravina. Keep going. Right. So what? So what? What? Again, what's the other term? Akiva, Mimimino. Right. So he must hold. If this makes all the other meat in here, and just to make it clear, we have a 1,000-to-1 ratio. 1,000 pieces of kosher meat, one piece of this stuff. Okay? Okay?
Look a little,
okay. So, what do we say? Mimimino lo batal. Which means, no matter how
infinitesimally small
piece we have of this, this entire thing is awesome. Yes.
Is A the one in the bottom? Come on, how about the Karabi Huda? Now I'm going to be in
the Okay, we did that already. So maybe you'll say what?
Leva Pudi, Adarab. Dalma Rava, Kasama Rabi Huda, Kosho Minu
Mino. So maybe you'll say the Rav is arguing on. Okay. How?
Why? Selig is Mino, Kumishan Mino.
Okay, right. So now I know, again, the Gemara says maybe it's possible that in a case like this where I have what? A?
It's not a prime yet.
Let's assume it was. Let's make it simple. Let's assume I mix this with this. I asked this already. Whatever, something like that. And then B. Right? What do we say? Right. What do we say? What? How do we treat this? Right. B against A prime. This. As if it's not there. That helps out a lot.
Well, you
what?
You want to say,
no, it's B against A prime.
What's A again?
No, it's also the Chulin Kuf Amun Aleph, right? Darash Rabba Bar Bar Chana. What is he darshan?
Darash Rabba Bar Bar Chana.
Of a kippa. Of a kippa. What's the kippa?
Thick jelly or the
meat sediments.
Yeah.
The meat sediments. You ever know what the word anal seres, Rashi says. Which means what?
It's emanations.
Good. Odd. So what's required for this to make everything here usher? Nesidas tam. So there has to be
an intermediary.
No. There has to be a certain amount. Okay, meaning. Right. There has to be enough that you can spread the tam in here. Okay. Oh, so you're because all those things are
part.
No, so you can argue that if there's a lot, if there's a lot of that other stuff, there's a lot of rotev and kippah and stuff like that, you can measure that against the piece of iser.
I'm saying even if you had rotev, you can count off.
Okay, Rav Amor Alaya, right? No, Gemara.
Oh, you tried the Gemara.
No, see, okay, fine. Hand me Miturgam on the fun of Lidrosh. I don't care about that. Next.
Translator.
Right, Kavan.
Kavan. Yeah.
But he says something so profound, and this is the issue we're going to have to grapple with. Okay, not just by Nevela, but Basar Rachalov. Why don't we say what is A prime? is a prime. A prime is A. It's A prime, right? If it's A prime, if that's true, then all these things are what? Everything coming out of there are pieces of chazer. It's as if there's chazer in here. It's not an A prime. It's A, right? So how can, and therefore, mimimino, lo batal, and therefore this whole thing should be usher. You can't, and that's less than the sinas tam. You don't need the sinas tam for that. You can have a molecule of A prime, and that makes everything else there usher. Yes, read Rashi. Kemash nasa tam
b'chaticha.
On its side.
Oh, on its side, yeah. Okay, what was on its side?
In this case. So you could argue, okay, one possible case like this.
It gets Tom because
of... No, 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 look, 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 look.
What is that thing?
What's
the square on top? I see.
Okay?
And that's not considered being in the mixture?
No, because I'll say it's outside of it.
I see. Okay.
Okay?
And that's a method of cooking.
What?
Being on size and
yeah, I mean, it's cooked together this way.
No, it says, oh, on it, actually.
Or right, no, or separately, or onis bashla, right? Chila ima kodem she didn't sharachatichas begdera. Or this was cooked in a pot separately.
Before you put it in the rest of it.
Right. Which is for what's going on here. This is nevela. A prime is when this goes into this. What's really happening? Use the like a negative connotation word. It's like an infection. Right? And the infection spreads. So why don't you say, once this is nevela, then this is nevela, everything becomes nevelas. Why does this not keep going through? That's what you should say happens. What? Treat it like, good. Great example. Treat it like tuma. Right? Treat it like tuma. What? Well, there is Shani Shlishi. There is.
I'm saying.
Right, so Tzvi says, put a limit on it. But you shouldn't say that. You know why? Chaticha? Say the words. Nases nevela. This should not be A prime, it should be A. It should be just like A. So how do you say, but why isn't it? You can't answer that yet. But I already answered that yet. So this is a case I'm making easy of chazer. But where does it get even more interesting? Why?
What's the deduction?
Because look at this.
There's no original.
It doesn't matter. What?
There's no really
original. So basar v'challah makes it even worse, because what happens by basar v'challah? Two mutter things that come together, and now what happens? Right? It becomes usher, and we call it, but it's not this. It's not A. Basar v'challah can't be A. It's an A prime. So the struggle is going to be, how do we look at the basar v'challah?
No, but it's an A prime with the
nevela. This begets this. I can understand that.
Yeah, but that's already like one step, right?
And what about this? Basar v'challah.
Yeah.
What's basar v'challah?
It's not a step until once you put it together, that becomes your A, your nevela.
Interesting. So you want to say this is, so if you had to, in the Yoni order of things, this is what you would say. There's A, right?
Yeah.
I'm going from chumer to mekel, like stringency to lenience, okay. Right? Then you say basar v'challah, and then you have A prime. Right? That's how you look at things.
Yeah.
You're saying that basar v'challah is worse than A prime, but better than A, so to speak. Okay, maybe.
Because then in that case, that the bus of Mechalev is going to make the
other. Mifti Rav, come on, I'm not a Shmatia. Rabbi Huda, the Rav is in the middle of Mato.
What does that mean?
He's saying, who's he going like? He's going like, who's Rav going? He's going to Rabbi Huda, he's in the middle of
Mato. You must say that, right?
Which must mean he's saying that.
Well, of course, Mimino Lobato, right?
But he's considered to be
Mimino. Yeah. Has to be. Why do we Mimino? Because this is meats and this is meats.
Okay, but that means.
What's our case then? What's the case? Bishe Kadam Vesilka. What does that mean? Rashi. Right. Slow. Bishe Kadam Vesilka. Right. So Le Isser Vesalak Rotev Kodem Sheyitin Achiras Bekedera Hilkach Nasna Tamari Shona Hareza Choseres Ros Rasa. The love in my mystery. What does that mean? What we see by Chatichan Asavel, this is the key point. Chatichan, if this A prime does what to its friends? Makes them, right, through exuding Tom. Through the exuding of, actually not even through Tom, through the exuding of the Nevela from A prime, the A prime, what it emits, little A primes, those make all the other pieces
but
of meat.
He doesn't admit.
What?
He does not admit.
Well, it had to admit initially.
Esa
Esser. Okay, now listen. The Im Tomar. Okay, so now Tosus wants to know what the heck is going on in this whole piece here. Why? The piece, right? This whole area of Gemara. Because he wants to like this. Shechatira Shahatra Kibla Tam in Navela. Okay, so now what happened? A prime, right? A prime became A prime because of A, right? So what then he says.
Afilu lo nitnatam nami deha bemina of Saras beholdehu.
Oh.
So right, so it, even if it doesn't get tam, it's still the Yeser because it's just in batal nimino.
What's the question? What's the question?
Why do we need a? Why does it need a?
Let's take the case of let's take A prime. Explain to you what A prime is. What? Just explain to you what it is as a phenomenon. What is A prime right now?
It could be novella.
Okay. Well, what? If I opened up A prime right now, so to speak, or if I asked you to listen the side of the package I bought A prime in, what its ingredients are, what would you say? Okay, fine. You're thinking Basar Bakala. Okay, fine. I don't mind that. But it's easier if we do Chaza, though. You mind? Okay. So what are the ingredients in it? What are the ingredients in A prime? Okay, let's. No.
Chaza excretions.
Okay. A prime equals two things, right? Kosher and.
No, there's no kosher in A prime anymore.
What do you mean? It's meat. It's kosher meat.
It's not kosher.
Why not? To say, what is this? This is really Chaticha Nasa Zavela. Right? Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, but it became.
But why do you have to even say Chaticha Nasas Nevela? You don't have to come up with this principle of this thing becomes Nevela, because you know what you could say? A prime equals Kasher plus Nevela. Right? And if I stick that into a pot, what happens? Say it! You said it before.
Min
Bimino Lo Bottle. Min Bimino. Lo batal. Why is mimino lo batal? Because I have in there.
No, mimino lo batal doesn't apply to the actual bill.
Of course it does. This is a piece of this. This is usser.
It's
usser.
It's not.
Okay. What? Good. So you have a big problem. Okay. Rav Rachana says what? Rav Rachana seems to be learning as follows.
He makes good sense.
He seems to be saying that. Okay, now we're talking. See, now you got it. He seems to be saying that A is cooked with this piece of meat. What does it become? Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Chanan. Okay? Chaticha Nasas Nevela.
Well, he also does not.
Right. Of course you do. A is cooked with A. This becomes A prime, right? Which means it's a what? It's a whole new entity. Now, of what?
Chanan.
Kind of Nevela ish. Chanan. I drop it into a pot. How does it make the other things usher in the pot?
Nesinas
Tam. You need a transfer to Tam. So therefore, I need a reasonable amount of substance, like Rav Rachana says. I need X amount, I need whatever, 10, of this substance to spread the Isser throughout the pot. Is that clear? Scenario B. A is cooked with the second piece of meat. What happens? Thank you. It becomes a carrier of Isser. This has now been, Isser's been delivered into this. It's a carrier. What was that again?
It's itself, not the Isser. It's carrying the Isser.
Well, it's also to eat it.
It's also to eat it, but it's not in the same sense.
Exactly. It gets dropped into the pot. Right?
Everything else.
Mimimino, lo batal. How much of this has to be in there to make it usser? Doesn't matter. Right? Mashu. The smallest amount possible. Okay? Big difference. So the Gemara the Gemara answers it with Kata Misilko. But forget the answer. We have to appreciate the Havmina. The question is, what makes more this?
Which makes more sense?
Yes. What is it?
Originally, you would think the shell heter, Kabbalah Tom, and the Vela.
That's the question we're asking. Why do I care about, right, that this got Tom from the Vela, right? What do I care about Tom for? What I should say is what? But you, now let's work backwards. You could even say.
So that should be a.
Kol, right? Okay.
Well, I thought that was
Kol. Tosu says, but Omer Rabbeinu Tam.
Did we say that was?
Read Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, but Omer Rabbeinu Tam, did not he gufa mitzara b'chol shehu.
Right, mikol makom.
Mikol makom lo amrina.
She
ta'ase nevela l'isser.
Kolach acheres.
Okay.
Kevan.
Kegan shehi atzma lo naseres. All Yedei Kosher.
Good luck translating this. Go for it.
Okay, and Rabbi Tom says, and let it be that in itself is forbidden.
Okay, now we're going to understand what is A prime. What is A prime? Well, let me ask you a question. What's required to make A prime usher?
A.
Okay. Oh, no, 1 second. How much of A is required to make
kosher,
A prime a kosher, right? I said wait. Okay. Watch. In order for A prime to become usher, you need mashiro, right? The smallest amount possible. What does this now become?
A prime.
A prime. Listen to this. I'm going to read it with the right inflection. He says. Kevan shehi atzma lo nesra ela alide kol shehu. Excuse me. Mikol makom. Fine. Don't remember Tom. The nehi dehi gufa misra b'kol shehu. The guf is this becomes usher with the mashehu, right? Nonetheless, mikol makom lo amrinan shetas and nevela lesser kol acheros. Kevan shehi atzma lo nesra ela alide kol shehu. Again,
I don't understand.
You do.
No,
he's saying this became usher through what?
Kosher.
But
it can't be out of existence. It's only usher because of a kosher.
Yes, he's saying that. Okay, watch. I mean, this came up. This kept me up like a few nights. Okay, this became usher how? Okay, so it required what? A small amount of usher to make it a prime, right? But that doesn't mean now it has the koach to do what? Right. That it can't do. That's why he's splitting the difference. Okay? This is how he splits the difference. Watch. He's saying both principles apply. Mimimina lo batel applies here because you only require the smallest amount of chazer to create a prime. But a prime isn't really nevela because it doesn't have the power to aser other things with a mashahu.
Why not?
Because its very existence came about through a mashahu. I understand. Hold on. Let's just get the facts down. Wait. Factual? Tosos is proposing the following. Tosos is saying, I'll answer for you the issue. I'll show you the issue with chatika nasavela versus mimimino. Watch. Okay? What is required to make a prime usher? How much do I need? Kosher, right? That sounds very much like mimimino, right? Meaning, the smallest amount of isser. The smallest amount of chazer makes this into, right? And what's this called now? Chatika nas nevela, right? Right. So we thought all along that this thing is really nevela, but Tosa is saying it's not nevela. You know why? Because when if I mix a prime into a big pot, okay, what's required to make everything else your usher? Tom is more than a kosher. Right? I don't care. If it makes it easier for you mathematically, pretend this is 1 and this is 5. Okay? So I only need 1 to make A prime usher. Right? But I need 5 to make, once it's A prime, I need 5 to make these usher. Now let me ask you a question. Okay? Why? Why does it work this way? Because Tosfos says this became usher through mashahu, right? But it doesn't mean it has the power now to usher other things. Now, amazing. How does Rabbeinu Ephraim learn Chatika Nasa Tavila?
Okay. He says that even on this matter, if it gives flavor, Tom, the heter does not make nevela. That it needs to be shishim keneged kol hafatikah. It needs to be more than shishim. El keneged ha'iser ha'blua, compared to the iser that was originally absorbed. So the iser absorbed.
Rabbi Ephraim says mitochach afilu. We never say that, well, I'm calling A plus B. We never say that A prime actually becomes nevela. Rather, what do you need shishim against?
in the Tarevas. Yeah.
Right? So when he says Chatira Nasavila, what does he call Chatira Nasavila? Right. What is it really?
Does he mean the Tarevas? Does he mean it has the bit in the Tarevas?
What's Chatira Nasavila, Kohen Rabbeinu Ephraim?
It has
eight
in it.
It has, well, okay, whatever. It has eight in it. It's a carrier of A. That's different than Tosfos. If it's a carrier of A, and I drop the carrier of A in here, what do I say? Mimino Lobato. Okay? This is one of the most famous